This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleagues Gordon Chang and Jim Fennell about the events in the South China Sea these last weeks, the PLA Navy and Coast Guard threatening, in some instances, ramming the Coast Guard of the Philippines. And it's all around something called Sabina Shoal, which Jim Fennell very carefully explicates here. And then he mentions that the Chinese are pressing in all directions, including away from Sabina Shoal at Scarborough Shoal, threatening and challenging and intimidating the Philippines. The Philippines are not equipped to go up against a swarm of Chinese warships, Coast Guard ships, aircraft. What is to be done? A question that stands there. Here's Jim to talk about Sabina Shoal, the Scarborough Shoal, and what we know now. More of this tonight.
I'm afraid, Gordon, that that's exactly what we're seeing. You recall in this incident with Sabina, it was just a week and a half or 2 weeks ago that the Indo-Pacific Command commander, Admiral Paprol, had said that, you know, escorting Filipino Coast Guard ships to their operations in this area would be a reasonable option. So in that sense, it's almost like another assurance that we gave to the Filipinos publicly that we would stand with them. And then yet now the Filipinos have left. The Chinese have now swarmed in and made it basically said, we're going to fight whoever tries to come back in here. So we're at real risk of being seen as having no credibility. You know, we say all of our leaders have said, you know, military leaders and whatnot say, we want a free and open Indo-Pacific. That's one of the mantras that comes from this administration. Yet we don't have a free and open Indo-Pacific when it comes to Sabina Shoal. And I just point out, I read today in the Manila Times that up at Scarborough, the Philippines were having a plane to fly around Scarborough Shoal, Bureau of Fisheries and Agriculture plane, and it was being followed by a Chinese PLA helicopter, and it was within 6 meters. So the Chinese are threatening the Filipinos everywhere in the South China Sea, but particularly at Sabina Shoal seems to be the real new next flashpoint.